welcome. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you are sharing in this time of worship, you are very welcome. We come together on this second Sunday in the period of national mourning following the death of Her Majesty the Queen. Today in Keele Church and at Ardgour, we celebrate Harvest Thanksgiving, and our video worship will weave together both those themes as we worship our God, as we give thanks, as we remember all the good gifts that God has given to us to enjoy and to share. Let us worship God. Our first hymn today is "To Thee, O Lord, Our Hearts We Raise."
Compassionate God, creator and faithful provider of all that is good, our reconciler and inspirer in life. We approach you once more as your worshipping community, wanting to know your presence with us, seeking the knowledge of your comfort and peace, peace such as the world cannot give. As we mourn the death of Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth, we recognise again the example she set throughout her days, for her courage in the face of overwhelming expectation, for her sense of duty, for her hospitality and kindness offered to so many, and for her daily trust in the example and grace of Jesus Christ. Remembering her life, we cannot help but see the many ways in which we have fallen short in being your faithful servants. We know we do not always treat others as we would want to be treated. We know how often we forget that it is the humble and meek that are close to your heart, not the arrogant, selfish, or proud. We know we forget to love our neighbour as we love ourselves. Forgive us our failure to live consistently as your people, as inhabitants of earth and citizens of heaven, and assure us of the forgiveness that you offer in Jesus Christ. For we ask all these things in his name. Amen.
The first reading is from Galatians chapter 5, beginning at verse 22. But the Spirit produces love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. There is no law against such things as these. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have put to death their human nature with all its passions and desires. The Spirit has given us life. He must also control our lives. We must not be proud or irritate one another or be jealous of one another. Amen. The second reading is taken from Luke chapter 16, starting at verse 1. The passage is entitled The Shrewd Manager. Jesus said to his disciples, "There was once a rich man who had a servant who managed his property. The rich man was told that the manager was wasting his master's money. So he called him in and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Hand in a complete account of your handling of my property, because you cannot be my manager any longer.' The servant said to himself, 'My master is going to dismiss me from my job. What shall I do? I'm not strong enough to dig ditches, and I'm too ashamed to beg. Now I know what I'll do. Then, when my job is gone, I shall have friends who will welcome me in their homes.' So he called in all the people who were in debt to his master. He asked the first one, 'How much do you owe my master?' 100 barrels of olive oil, he answered. 'Here is your account,' the manager told him. 'Sit down and write 50. Then he asked another one, 'And you, how much do you owe?' 1,000 sacks of wheat, he answered. 'Here is your account,' the manager told him. 'Write 800. As a result, the master of this dishonest manager praised him for doing such a shrewd thing. Because the people of this world are much more shrewd in handling their affairs than the people who belong to the light.' And Jesus went on to say, 'And so I tell you, make friends for yourselves with worldly wealth, so that when it gives out, you will be welcomed in the eternal home. Whoever is faithful in small matters will be faithful in large ones. Whoever is dishonest in small matters will be dishonest in large ones. If, then, you have not been faithful in handling worldly wealth, how can you be trusted with true wealth? And if you have not been faithful with what belongs to someone else, who will give you what belongs to you? No servant can be the slave of two masters. He will hate one and love the other. He will be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.' Amen."
Thank you.
name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So let it be. Today we gather on this second Sunday in the period of national mourning following the death of Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II. Today we also bring a wee bit of a harvest Thanksgiving theme to our worship. Giving thanks for all the good gifts that God has in store for us in order that we might know life in all its fullness and adventure. Today I want to take the word harvest and use each of its seven letters to take us through some of that joy in being a follower of Jesus. And would begin with H for happiness. You may think that's a bit inappropriate during a time of national mourning. And yet it is a time of reflecting on the past and being thankful, grateful for the many years of Her Majesty's happy life and for the happiness that was shared with so many. As we think on all that's going on in our world in these days, we might say there are rather more reasons to be unhappy. In the midst of the crisis, in fuel poverty, the cost of living crisis, continuing war in Ukraine and other parts of our world. Of course, being happy doesn't mean that everything is perfect, but it means being content, being at peace and looking beyond the imperfections, looking to that joyfulness in all circumstances in which so many of the biblical writers would allude to, looking to the things that are good, being happy. Our passage today, as we continue our journey with Luke's Gospel, takes us to a difficult passage. The so-called parable of the shrewd manager. It's a story that reminds us that will always be those in the world who are looking to make some good out of a bad situation for their own benefit. I'm reminded of the words in that beautiful poem Desiderata that speaks of how the world will always be full of trickery. Always those looking to their own benefit. H is for happiness, that we might look beyond the things that are less than perfect in our world and see what is good, what can bring us joy and happiness. A for aims. What are you aiming at in life? The death of the Queen has served once again as a reminder that we are mortal. None of us live forever. I wonder what the aims were for that manager that we hear of in this parable. An aim to be successful, aiming to be wealthy. What are your aims as you think on what you want to achieve this coming week? in the coming month, before the end of the year. Only about 100 days left. Less than 100 days until Christmas now. 3 months that will no doubt be filled with much busyness. But what do we want to achieve? What are our aims? R for relationships. And our parable, I think, speaks of the relationship, some working relationships. The words at the end may be from another part of Jesus' teaching, but associated with this parable reminds us that we cannot serve both God and wealth. What is our relationship with money? Our relationship to our wealth? Our relationship to God? Our relationship with others? Earlier in Luke's Gospel, we have the parable of the Good Samaritan, which asks the question, who is my neighbour? And among other things, this difficult parable maybe asks us the question, who are my friends? Who are the ones who will help me in my aims and objectives in life? It does seem to be a parable that reminds us that there are those who play the system, who know the game and how to make the most out of a seemingly bad situation. The shrewd manager seemed to be looking to how he might protect his future. Maybe he was applying his own commission, his own wealth, in order to reduce the debt of others, to win friends, that they might help him have some stability in the future. Our actions affect others, our relationships with others. What we get from them and what we will give. And in this time of harvest Thanksgiving, we give thanks for all the good things that we are able to enjoy, and we also think on those who are not so fortunate, those with whom we have the privilege of sharing the good gifts that we have aplenty. Our harvest gifts of food and of money will be going to help Loch Arbour Food Bank in its ever-increasing work in supporting those who need a wee hand at different times in life. If you're needing a wee help, then Loch Arbour Food Bank and others are there ready and willing to help you. And if you've got enough, then maybe you can make a wee gift of some food or some money. Our relationships are things that we need to think about and be proactive in developing, in growing, we might say, as we continue that harvest theme. So is there a friend or someone in the family, someone that you haven't spoken to for a while, someone that you need to reach out to rebuild or build up that relationship, looking to benefit for all? V for values. We all have values, whether we're aware of it or not. We all have those things that make us tick, that make us the people that we are. Whether they're good or bad values, we all have them. And at harvest time, we often think on those words from St. Paul in his letter to the Galatians, where he speaks of fruit, not the fruit that grows in trees, but the fruit that grows in our hearts, in our minds, in our lives. And he says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, self-control. These are the values, the fruits that we as Christian folk should be bearing and sharing. V for values. That passage reminds me of that thought that God doesn't want religious nuts. He wants spiritual fruits. E for, it could be many things. E for earth, E for eco, E for environment, E for eating well. The traditional harvest scene has us thinking of a table laden with gifts, brightly coloured fruits and vegetables, homegrown, farm-grown, things in tins, that vast, beautiful array of the things that remind us of this amazing planet and the capacity that it has in rich variety in animal and plant to provide for us all a rich, diverse, good diet. Eating well, and that all might eat well, is something for us to ponder as we celebrate this time of harvest. I was thinking how many, many years ago we launched a fundraising recipe book, and it didn't really get off to anything. And a few months back, earlier this year, I tried to relaunch it, spoken to a few folk, and again, it just didn't quite work. But often folks say that it takes 3 attempts to get a good idea off the ground. So let's try again. Let's see if we can share some recipes or some hints and tips around eating well. Maybe that's particularly important as we talk about rising fuel costs and cost of living crisis. Then all these little hints and tips can make so much difference for us all. So there's a challenge for us to share some good recipes or hints and tips as we use the gifts of creation, the fruit of planet Earth, this wonderful place in which God has given us to enjoy. And so to S for self, S for you, S for self. We talk about growing. We grow in knowledge, we grow in stature, we grow in our understanding of ourselves and of others. And to continue the harvest analogy, we might talk about some of the low-hanging fruit, the simple things to grasp and to do and to make a difference in life. Taking time for ourselves. Taking time for a walk in the woods. What beautiful areas, what beautiful nature we have around here to enjoy, to take time to meditate and to pray, whether out for a walk or in the house, wherever we are, to take time for ourselves with our God. There's a link in the description to the video to a meditation which I hope you might find helpful at some point during this coming week. Taking time just to think, to ponder, and to be amazed at all that life can bring us. Take a moment today, take a moment each day, just for you. S for self. And we complete the word harvest with T for thankfulness. A lot of talk these days about the importance of gratitude. And for some, a gratitude practice of waking up each morning and thinking on 10 things that they're grateful for. For others, it's something at the end of the day, just before going to sleep, 5 or maybe 10 things to bring to mind or maybe to write down. What are you thankful for? Mentioned there, taking a walk in the forest, a walk in the woods. And that might be a gratitude walk. As you walk, observing and acknowledging the simple wonders around you that you often take for granted. The warm sun on your body, the feel of the breeze, the beautiful flowers, the colours, the beauty of nature. And in fact, on Tuesday the 20th of September, a month or so ago, I put in the diary, it's been shared on Facebook, there'll be an opportunity to meet with me and we'll go for a walk. We'll meet at the shop car park in Struntian. Nothing too strenuous at all. A leisurely wander up the bank of the Struntian River, round by the church. We'll maybe pause at the church for a wee moment and then return again. A slow, gentle walk, enjoying the beauty of nature, of creation, and taking time to be thankful. It's good for us to give thanks, to ponder, to wonder, to be able to say, I'm thankful for learning and growing. Say that to yourself later today, tomorrow. Try it often. I am thankful for learning and growing. Today there are so many things that we want to give thanks for. We give thanks for the beauty and all the fruits of creation. On this day, we give thanks for the life of our Queen. We give thanks for the fruit of the Spirit, the things that money cannot buy, the things that make life good for us and for all to enjoy. H for happiness. A for aims. R for relationships. V for values. E for earth and eating well. S for self. And T for thankfulness. May you be thankful this harvest time. Amen.
Gracious God, we thank you that your relationship with your creation is open and loving and liberating. It is through knowing you that we discover our real humanity, and through knowing you that we understand who we are and are set free to live as your people. So we pray for our world, knowing that it is your world. We pray for those people and places who are denied or excluded from the values of the kingdom of God, where peace and justice and compassion and grace will reign in abundance and will direct all things. We pray for those who are bound by anything which restricts them or damages them in life. Ill health in body, mind, or spirit. We pray that in you they may find the freedom they crave to be able to flourish. We pray for those facing bereavement, trying to make sense of the loss of people they love and without whom life may seem so empty or meaningless. Father, let them know your love, bringing with it comfort and resilience. Help them to know that you can be trusted and are faithful in your care. We pray for King Charles as he assumes his many responsibilities. May he find support and strength for the way ahead. Direct his steps and guide his paths in the days and years to come. These prayers we offer through Jesus Christ, our Saviour and Lord. Amen.
With our prayers, we bring our offerings, our gifts of money, our gifts of food for the food bank, the gifts of our time, our talents, all that we have and all that we are. Generous God, you have given us the whole universe to explore and to care for. You have given us great gifts and continue to give us more and more each day. We cannot thank you enough. And we come and we offer this, our time of worship, our gifts of money, which we give for the building up of your kingdom here and now. May it be not all that we offer, for you ask us to be co-creators with you and to use our resources, both money and the many gifts, to share your love with the world. And all our praying we bring together as we say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever. Amen.
We are the tenants of the King.
Our time of worship draws to its close. God our Maker, bless us with wonder. Jesus, the storyteller, bless us with courage. Holy Spirit of wisdom, bless us with common sense. God in community, holy and one, bless us from Father, Son and Holy Spirit, today, tomorrow and always. Amen.